In the news this month, the GEO-600 gravitational wave detector begins full-time observations. Names decided for the two recently discovered moons of Pluto. And Hubble's advanced camera for surveys recovers from a power problem. A joint German and UK experiment designed to detect gravitational waves began continuous observations in June. The GEO-600 detector will work alongside the American project known as the Laser Interferometer Gravitational Wave Observatory, or LIGO, in an attempt to detect the incredibly weak signals caused by gravitational waves passing through the Earth. These waves can be thought of as ripples in the fabric of space-time itself. Any moving object generates gravitational waves, which travel outwards at the speed of light, as predicted by Einstein's theory of general relativity. Usually, however, these waves are so tiny that they are practically undetectable. Even the highly sensitive detectors in these experiments will only be sensitive to gravitational waves generated by catastrophic events such as supernovae explosions or mergers of black holes. These experiments use a technique known as interferometry. A laser beam is split and sent down two long tunnels at right angles to each other. Mirrors reflect the beams back down the tunnels, where the laser light is combined, producing an interference pattern. If a gravitational wave passes through the Earth, the ripple in space-time will cause the ground to shrink slightly in one direction, while it expands slightly in another. This will cause the tunnels to change in length by tiny amounts, so altering the interference pattern. The changes in length are tiny, smaller even than the diameter of a proton, one of the fundamental particles which make up atoms. The two new satellites of Pluto, discovered by astronomers using the Hubble Space Telescope last year, have been officially named Nix and Hydra by the International Astronomical Union this month. The satellites, each about 5,000 times fainter than Pluto itself, orbits more than twice as far from the planet as Charon, Pluto's other moon discovered in 1978. The names chosen by the IAU continue the mythology link. In Greek mythology, Charon was the boatman who ferried the souls of the dead into Hades across the river Acheron. Nix was the goddess of darkness and night, appropriate given the distance of Pluto from the sun, and also the mother of Charon. Hydra, meanwhile, was a nine-headed serpent monster who guarded the entrance to the underworld. These moons make Pluto the first object in the Kuiper Belt, a ring of small, rocky, icy bodies orbiting the sun beyond Neptune, known to have more than one satellite. The Hubble Space Telescope's Advanced Camera for Surveys, or ACS, began malfunctioning on June the 19th. The first indication that anything was wrong came when readings of voltages within the camera's power supply unit were outside normal acceptable values, causing the camera to cease operations. The instrument was taken offline so that engineers at NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center could investigate the problem and come up with a solution. The camera, which operates from the ultraviolet part of the spectrum through visible and infrared light, was installed by astronauts on board the shuttle during the last servicing mission to the telescope in 2002, and has produced huge amounts of scientific data, which has been analysed by astronomers from all over the world. On the 30th of June, engineers successfully reactivated the camera from the ground. Tests showed that the camera was functioning as expected and normal operation was resumed on the 2nd of July. The planned launch of the Space Shuttle Discovery was scrubbed on both the first and second attempts at the weekend. Both the original scheduled launch at 19:49 Greenwich Mean Time on July the 1st and the second 24 hours later were scrubbed due to large anvil-shaped clouds within 20 miles of the launch pad. The next attempt will be at 18:38 Greenwich Mean Time on July the 4th. This flight will be the 18th to the International Space Station and the 32nd flight for the Shuttle Discovery. Passing Earth at a distance of more than 430,000 kilometres, asteroid 2004 XP14 will be much closer than any of the fragments of comet Swashman-Vachmann 3, which caused excitement in May of this year. At its closest approach, 2004 XP14, a member of the Apollo or Earth-crossing group of asteroids, was still further away than the Moon. However, with a size of approximately half a kilometre, the asteroid will only be visible to observers with moderately large telescopes. Astronomers will be using the Evpatoria antenna in the Ukraine and Goldstone in America to make radar measurements by bouncing radio waves off the rock and listening for the echoes in order to more accurately measure the distance and velocity of the asteroid during its close approach. Using these measurements, the mass and density of the asteroid can also be calculated, providing clues about the composition, structure, and origin of 2004 XP14. On a smaller scale, reports early in June that a large meteor exploded over Norway with an energy similar to that of an atomic bomb appear to have been exaggerated. According to Professor Kari Aksnes from the Institute for Theoretical Astrophysics at the University of Oslo, a sizable meteor did explode in the atmosphere over northern Troms. He estimates that the rock was 3 meters in radius and was almost completely vaporized due to friction with the atmosphere before it hit the ground. Events such as this are fairly common, but often occur over water or in uninhabited areas, and so are not seen by observers on the ground.